Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
We are going to check in with Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Delnor Hospital. This Week in Health is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Happy Easter, Dr. Wheat.
Happy Easter to you. How are you this week?
I'm doing great. We have a very busy month this month. There's a lot of different awareness months to focus on, and let's start with Parkinson's Awareness Month. I feel like Parkinson's disease is cropping up more and more frequently. I don't know if that's the proper term. I have two family members that have it, a friend who has it. Of course, we have, I can't think of his name, Michael J. Fox. Gosh, it just slipped my mind. He had it so young, and he's really deteriorated, yet is appearing on Shrinking, this wonderful Apple TV show. And Harrison Ford's character has it. Is it just like more cases of Parkinson's have been diagnosed, or doesn't it seem like it's happening more frequently to more people?
You know, it does seem like it seems like that. And I don't know if it's actually that there are actually more cases of Parkinson's, or if our awareness has increased and so we've been able to better diagnose it. I do feel like I have more patients were aware of this disease and feel comfortable asking the questions, especially when they have tremors and want to know if that is what they have. So I just feel like if nothing else, there's more awareness and people are getting diagnosed.
Yeah. My cousin developed Parkinson's disease, and she was always complaining about not being able to smell anything, like for years, doctor. And we kept saying, well, that's weird. And she thought, you know, I used to use that Afrin nasal spray. Maybe it's that. And no doctor ever made the connection until fairly recently, within the last year or three. But that's one of the first signs, isn't it?
It sure is, and it's such an interesting one because there are lots of reasons why you could lose your sense of smell. And I think that we'll have to watch, because so many people did lose their sense of smell with COVID, that we'll just have to see if there's anything that's related to that as well. But yes, that is one of the early signs. There's different signs also of the tremor, like I mentioned, of your mood changing, of your voice changing. There's so many things that can be attributed to Parkinson's.
Now, forgive me for not knowing, I'm upset with myself. I'm a hypochondriac. I should know more about Parkinson's, but now this is a neurological disorder, correct?
That's absolutely right. And what it comes along with is tremor, as I mentioned, also slowed movement, and then your muscles feeling more rigid and more difficult to move, and just sort of loss of control. And then the smell, sleep disruptions, and poor mood can often happen many, many more years before you have those tremors that come along.
There is a medication that I laugh because my mother-in-law calls it like Lopa-Dopa. It's something like that. But that's been known to, it's not curable, but it's controllable, correct?
That's correct. It's levodopa is how I pronounce it.
Yes,
at least.
The right way.
Also, yes, and then occupational and speech therapies can help. And it really is important to identify early, because early treatment can help improve quality of life. And as you mentioned, there is no cure, but really having medication, having the therapy can really make life much, much better. So it's great to get treatment early.
I mentioned Michael J. Fox. I don't know if you watch Shrinking on Apple TV. It's about psychologists, therapists. Harrison Ford's character has Parkinson's, and Michael J. Fox was on. That's where I have learned the most about it. Like you mentioned, occupational therapy. They on the show talk about like a voice coach, and you have to do things that actually help you.
Yeah, there's so many things that we have learned, and I will say not just with Parkinson's, but physical therapy, occupational therapy can make a world of difference for many reasons. And this is one of those times where it really can help you get through your days so much better and live a much more full life.
Yeah, because the two of them, Harrison Ford and Michael J. Fox, are like, did you do your exercises? Yeah, I did. But it really helps. So we mentioned Michael J. Fox, Alan Alda has Parkinson's. Ozzy Osbourne had it. Brett Favre. I did not know that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Neil Diamond, Jesse Jackson, Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt sang like a songbird, and she has lost her voice due to Parkinson's.
Yes, it's horrible that all these people are suffering from it. I do think that it has increased awareness, though, as they've been willing to talk about their experiences to help others know what the symptoms can look like.
Absolutely.
And Michael J. Fox, in particular, having been diagnosed so early and really bringing awareness to this disease.
Absolutely. And so we are talking about Parkinson's Awareness Month. We're going to take a quick break. And there's a couple of other awareness months we should be aware of. I use the word aware. Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital, 312-981-7200. We'll continue on 720 WGN. Dr. Santina Wheat, she is Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital. Doctor, we did get a quick question. We were talking about Parkinson's disease, and someone just wants to know, how do you begin to get a diagnosis? If you have some questions, do you just start with your primary?
Absolutely. Coming and talking to us, we'll do some good history taking and see what your symptoms are. Some of the symptoms go along with other diseases, and we'll do our best to rule those out. And if we are concerned about Parkinson's, we'll try to get you scheduled with a neurologist and start treatment in our office as well.
All right, perfect. Usually, you can start with your primary doctor for any type of thing you have.
Absolutely.
Unless it's specialized, like, you know, if you have hand arthritis, I would go to an orthopedic person, but that's all. Another awareness month, we have to talk about this. It's Alcohol Awareness Month, Doctor, and it's weird because the drinking rate in the United States is at a new low. I've been reading this everywhere. Drinking is down to only 54%, and it's been declining year after year. It's really turning out to be not so good for you, but I'm not giving up my drink. What do we do here?
Not only has drinking, the number of people who have been drinking been at a all low, of those who are drinking, it seems that they're drinking less than they have in years past, which is wonderful. We definitely don't want people drinking heavily. It causes lots and lots of problems, from increasing cancer to hurting your liver. It really can impact your entire body. So I think this is a good thing for people who don't want to give up their alcohol. I think that's okay. I would say moderation is really key, though.
That is key. There are so many studies that come out, like drinking red wine is good for you. Having one glass a day, then it's like wine is terrible for you. I mean, the key is moderation. A lot of Gen Z people don't even really drink that much.
And I think that's great.
Yeah.
It's sort of like we saw the decreases in smoking over time as well. We talked about smoking before. I hope that we do continue to see these trends going down. It is better for everyone's overall health.
We were talking about this morning off the air because a lot of people go home after work and want to have a cocktail or two. And again, we're talking about moderation. But there, it seems like you said it's bad for your liver. When you get a blood test, doctor, there's a lot of people that find out their liver enzymes are off. There's something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and I feel like everyone has that now.
Yeah, I do feel like we've become more aware of it, and also it increases as we've seen more obesity, honestly. And so I think that as we watched our population have more obesity in it, we saw more fatty liver disease as well, because that does also impact your liver. And so I'm hopeful that as people are becoming more aware, are really focusing on healthy diets and exercise, that will really turn around and that we'll see that go down over time.
All right. Well, Alcohol Awareness Month, and if you need help, ask for it. And that also holds true to April is Stress Awareness Month, which is why sometimes we reach for a drink. But I just want to mention that if you have, you need some kind of anxiety to get up and going in the morning. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think if you can get up and going, that can absolutely help with it as well. If you can get a walk in the morning, if you can take care of yourself in the morning, it will absolutely help.
But when anxiety overpowers you, that's when things are bad. And I think April is Stress Awareness Month because we have to get our taxes done. I think that's why they coincide. But there are some issues related to stress, obviously a racing heartbeat, but your health can suffer as well, can it?
Absolutely. We do know that when there's increased stress in your body, certain hormones go higher. That can cause stress. As you mentioned at the beginning, too, sometimes that will have people reach for things like alcohol or cigarettes or other things. And so if we can have better ways to cope with our stress, then that is good for our bodies. But coping for things or reaching for things that are not good ways to cope with stress can cause additional harm to our body. So it's hormones, it's the things that we do during that time, and finding a therapist, finding exercise and healthy foods, getting some sleep, all of that can really help us take care of our stress in a healthy way.
And I say this often on the air because I want people to know that it's okay to ask for help. You know, I had a lot of anxiety, and I have ADHD, so I take an ADHD med, very low dose, but I've also combined it with Zoloft, which is an anti-anxiety, antidepressive, and it's not a perfect science. Sometimes you have to try different doses, different pills, but don't be afraid to ask for help. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yet another thing that you can come to your primary doctor with for. Many of us are very comfortable navigating that with you. We'll talk about side effects, which one might be the best one. Sometimes even we'll find out that there was one that worked better in your family, and that one will work better for you too. And so absolutely, it's a little bit of a recipe to figure out what is going to be the right thing for each person.
And it's okay if you have, you know, sometimes you just get over anxious and you need some assistance. It's like it's not your fault. Your brain is not producing the right chemicals, and sometimes you need a little bit of help. Speaking of chemicals, we mentioned Gen Z is drinking less, and I am getting a lot of texts in here. Maybe there's a decrease in alcohol consumption in Gen Z, but there's an increase in smoking weed. I smell it everywhere. And I just read something that a lot of people smoke weed because it's supposed to decrease anxiety, but sometimes that could go the opposite direction.
Absolutely. I actually have seen plenty of patients that have used marijuana for helping with their anxiety. They were trying to self-treat, and it absolutely did have the opposite reaction, and they found their anxiety really worsened. And so everybody responds differently, and so it's not necessarily the best treatment for anxiety. There's some better options that we have to help you. And I usually tell my patients, you wouldn't feel guilty for taking medicine for your blood pressure. You also shouldn't feel guilty about taking medicine for anxiety if it can help you.
I love that. Dr. Santina Weech, she is Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital. We really appreciate you taking time on this Easter Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Happy Easter.
Right back at you. Happy Easter.